Jay Douglas is the social environmental health scientist and serves as the principal investigator for state and federally funded programs in Oregon's Health Authority's Center for Health Protection. She's worked in the field of public health for 25 years and has extensive knowledge, experience, and expertise in working with communities addressing pressing environmental and occupational health issues. She joined the Oregon Health Authority in 2004 and has led the research and education services since 2007. Jay?
George.
I apologize.
That's all right. Thanks, George. Good morning, everybody. I do have the privilege of kicking us off this morning to talk with you about some of the pretty fun and I think very impressive work that we've been able to do with the leadership of the National Center for Environmental Health on Climate and Health. And, one of the most impressive things, I think, is that they reached out to the states to figure out how to establish and strengthen both state and local public health to respond to the challenges of climate and health. So I'm going to talk with you a little bit about the journey that we've taken in Oregon, and the lessons learned piece here is a true thing. We've definitely learned a number of things from working with our local partners, and that's what we're going to be spending most of our time talking about this morning. But before we get to there, just give you a little bit of I have to tell you that I don't have a conflict of interest. Tell you a little bit about the broader work that's happened in Oregon. Now, those of you who are not from the Pacific Northwest, I think, will recognize the rap that Oregon has for being a leader in environmental health and in ecology, and that's for good reason. We deserve a lot of that, not maybe as much as we actually deserve, but we get a lot of credit for some of the things that have happened in our state. To begin with, and I have to a little bit of a caveat here. I was trying to get my notes printed out this morning, and I have some really great data that I'm not going to be able to just rattle off the top of my head. And I couldn't get my notes printed out, so I'm just going to be winging a couple of things here. But I'll start with the establishment of the Oregon Global Warming Commission. It was established by statute in Oregon. That piece of legislation also established the Oregon Climate Change Research Institute, which we call OCRI. So between the establishment of the Global Warming Commission and OCRI, there has been some important baseline work, some important groundwork for the state as a whole. A lot of that work has been focused on the natural resource agencies, but public health has gotten to the table for some important initiatives, and you'll see that in just a second. But the focus in Oregon, and I'm sure other states have this as well, but Oregon, one of the things that we do very well in Oregon is we coordinate with one another. It's a very collaborative environment, and so both from the standpoint of this piece of legislation and the ways that the natural resource agencies work together, the focus has been on coordination among agencies. We've had a couple of reports prepared by OCRI for the Global Warming Commission, and there's an update pending in 2012, and OCRI and the Global Warming Commission established a framework, an adaptation framework for the state, which included a number of recommendations, the eighth of which I've highlighted there for you. But, you know, Oregon recognized the need for preparations going, to invigorate and enhance mitigation efforts, to really look very closely at what Oregon's impacts will be, and, you know, see the number of initiatives there. But specifically, I want to point out the fact that the Global Warming Commission, this adaptation framework, specifically identified public health implications of climate change. And I'll just mention that our public health director is a member of the Global Warming Commission, and he has said a few times that as the Global Warming Commission was having their meetings, he would have to say, what about public health? What about public health? Because there's so much to talk about from the natural resource agencies, and I think the assumption is somehow the public's health will be managed, maintained, and protected, but he really worked to get it specifically injected into the adaptation framework. In terms of incorporating public health implications into climate change, was specifically expanded to identify some specific activities, which I'll be talking with you about. The work that we've been doing has been in support of. our Global Warming Commission is largely populated by industry.